Welcome to A-Plus Solutions, where the gap between your profit and your bank account is apparently a whole genre of content. And honestly, fair enough.
Christy Young has been covering the financial mechanics that small business owners deal with in practice, reading cash flow statements, preparing for bank loans, knowing when to bring in more strategic help, and keeping payroll from quietly becoming a liability.
So, less money mindset, more here is what the IRS will actually do to you.
Exactly the territory. Let's start with cash flow, lending, and what your financial statements are really telling you.
The core tension running through this segment is one a lot of business owners know personally. You can be profitable on paper and still be running out of cash. And the documents that would tell you why are sitting in your inbox unread.
The cash flow guide puts it plainly. Your profit and loss statement can look healthy while your bank account is running on fumes.
That is the crux of it. The cash flow statement bypasses accounting concepts like accrued revenue and tracks only money that has physically moved, which means it shows problems your P&L can hide entirely.
And the guide walks through all three sections: operating activities, which is the core heartbeat of the business; investing activities, which is almost always negative for a growing company, and usually fine; and financing activities, where borrowed money can make a weak operation look temporarily healthy.
The read order matters too. The post recommends going top to bottom. Start with operating, then investing, then financing, and looking at several months side by side rather than a single period in isolation. SCORE recommends reviewing monthly, not quarterly, to leave enough lead time to act before a shortfall becomes a crisis. Which brings in the loan preparation piece, because if your books are not current and reconciled, you are already behind before the bank conversation starts.
The loan readiness post is specific about what lenders want: 2 to 3 years of profit and loss statements, balance sheets, cash flow statements, bank statements, and tax returns. And they need to tell a consistent story across all of them. For SBA loans, lenders verify reported financials directly with the IRS, so discrepancies between internal records and filed returns create real problems.
There are two numbers that define most applications: your personal credit score, where most SBA lenders want at least 680, and your debt service coverage ratio, which should be at least 1.25, meaning you earn $1.25 for every dollar of debt you carry.
And the fractional CFO piece connects here directly. It identifies approaching a capital event as one of the 5 clearest signs a business needs that kind of support, because building a defensible financial package for a lender or investor is specialized work that sits outside what most bookkeepers are set up to do.
The other 4 signs are worth naming: profitable on paper but cash-strapped, making major decisions without financial data, growing revenue without improving margins, and asking your bookkeeper strategic questions that a bookkeeper was never meant to answer.
JPMorgan Chase research cited in that post shows the median small business holds only about 18 days of cash reserves. The fractional CFO's job in that context is building forecasting systems so you see a shortfall coming weeks out rather than discovering it when the bank balance drops.
3 misreads the cash flow guide flags: confusing cash flow with profit, assuming a positive ending balance means everything is fine when financing is propping up a weak operating section, and reading a single month in isolation when the real story is the trend.
Clean, properly categorized books are the foundation for all of it. The cash flow statement is only as useful as the data behind it.
Which is a good segue, because payroll is one of the fastest ways to make your books quietly wrong.
The payroll post opens with a number that reframes the whole conversation. The IRS assessed more than 1.17 million penalties related to employment tax deposits in fiscal year 2024, totaling nearly $19 billion.
And SCORE data in the same piece puts the average fine at $850 per year for 40% of small businesses, not from negligence, but from assuming that because payroll is processing, it is processing correctly.
The two costliest errors are worker misclassification and missed deposit deadlines. Misclassification exposes a business to back payroll taxes and penalties reaching back to the start of the relationship. And the failure to deposit penalty starts at 2% for deposits 1 to 5 days late and escalates to 10% past 15 days.
The personal liability piece is the one that tends to get people's attention. Withheld payroll taxes are trust fund money, and an LLC or corporate structure does not protect you from IRS pursuit on those.
Outsourcing payroll moves the administration, not the legal responsibility. If the provider misfires, the IRS holds the business accountable.
So cash flow, lending readiness, and payroll compliance, all roads lead back to whether your books are actually telling you the truth.
The thread across all of it is the same. The financial documents already exist, and most of the risk comes from not reading them carefully enough or not having them in shape when it matters.
Next time, hopefully something equally cheerful, like depreciation schedules or audit triggers.
We will be here either way.